Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. My name is Chris, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Chris. And
it's good to be here. I hope everybody had a great holiday season, and it's good to be back up here, resuming the Step Series. And just a quick recap. If you were here the first 2 weeks that I spoke, I spoke at length about Step One, and Step One. I'm not an alcoholic because of the things I did under the influence and the amounts I drank. But once I stop, could I really stay stopped? Like, I really mean it this time. I was never able to stay stopped, and whenever I would drink, it was never like I'm gonna have like two tonight. I would never be able to control it, and I would really drink until the point of passing out. Usually, just keep going and going and going until my body couldn't go anymore. And the unmanageability that I suffered from really was magnified when I wasn't drinking. That I was just so crazy, being abstinent and really just attending AA meetings and not doing any work, any of the spiritual work outlined in the Big Book. I got worse in AA, which is the truth. Like, to the point I was like coming out of my skin and everything, like lashing out at people at work, at the gym, on the road, and I just wasn't really a pleasant person to be around. And eventually it led to the relapse, and 3 years in and out, in and out, in that revolving door, unable to stop. And that's just my my experience with this. That I'm either going to be treating my alcoholism with alcohol or the 12 steps. And there's not really a pick what I want and leave the rest kind of thing. Because I tried to do that, and I wound up right back where I was when I walked in the door with one day. And the good news was, coming around for a while, seeing people, put the program in their life. That's kind of how I got came to believe that there could be a power greater than myself out there that could restore me to sanity. Seeing that the program worked, there were people who, I was not as bad as them and everything. And I'll never be like that, but it worked for them because, they took, they were sponsored, and they were sponsored, and their life got better. And they were talking about, God and all this other stuff, and I originally would stay away from them at all costs, but I did start to identify a lot with them, and really that's how I came to believe that a power greater could restore me to sanity. And also all other options have been eliminated, too, because I tried everything else. I want to say that, too. And in the third step, it's not only a prayer. I have to look at my life on self-will and what happens when I run the show. And, I conceded that, it's not a success. Something I tried to do for a long time is, if I could just arrange everything my way, everything will be okay. But even when I got it that way, it didn't stay okay. And, I said a prayer, but it was really just an affirmation that I'm going to continue through with the process outlined in the Big Book. And, I wrote a fourth step with my resentments, my fears, my sex conduct. And, I learned a lot about myself. It wasn't to show what a bad person I was. It's just to show the things that was blocking me from this power that I'm trying to tap into. And in the fifth step, I shared it with my sponsor. And they pointed some things out that I wasn't aware of. And, the continuous patterns and the defects that kept coming up. And step six, which was crucial, because I get to sit for an hour and see with alcohol out of the picture, why am I so crazy? Step six, it really got. I feel like it gets overlooked a lot here, but I really get to see, what do I have the ability on my own power not to be self-centered? All I do is think about myself. like the whole day, I'm like, well, maybe, you know, what could I, you know, and you know, I don't want to be self-centered, but it's like all I do, you know, and like I do, you know, and selfishness, like what could I get? I get anger, you know. I'm not going to be, I wake up in the morning, I'm not going to be angry today, you know, and I'm like not even at the highway yet. I've honked the horn like 5 times, I'm calling people names, you know, cursing, and this is like what happens, you know, like, so me saying I'm not going to do it and having the ability to really not be able to do it is two different stories. I put it in the same category as drinking. I always said, like, I'm really done this time, and I mean it. I'm really not going to do it, and I'd be drunk later that day. You know, and it's the same thing with these defects. I don't have power. I don't have the power not to participate in these defects. You know, and there's also this, like, part of me that really enjoys it. You know, like if I don't do it, I'm gonna like be missing something. You know, like I'm getting something from being angry. I'm getting something from being jealous. But I sat for that hour and I saw, you know, who's the one that's really getting hurt. You know, and for the first time, like it's like the truth got struck into me that, you know what, me wishing like that guy, you know, that asshole who did this to me. Like, wishing that he dies, like, I'm the one that's getting hurt, you know? I'm not, like, you know, and I started to see that, and that's where all this spiritual sickness I had, this restless, irritable discontent that, you know, I walked around with all the time. I just, I always was coming from, like, from these character defects that were just, like, running rampant in my life, and I didn't even realize it for such a long time. Like, if you asked me, I would be like, you know, I'm, like, a really nice guy. So, you know, I Paulie always says, like, in six, God needs us, and in seven, we need God. You know, so in step seven, this is where, like, I need to humbly ask God. Not, you know, humbly, like, I really need your help here because I can't do anything about this. You know, I'm screwed. Like, and if I keep living this way, I'm going to wind up with a bottle in my hand again. You know, so humbly is a really key word for me here, that I have to go to God and be like, you have to do this for me. You know, I'm willing. Yeah, I see that the destruction this causes. I want to have this relationship with you, but you know, you need to like do this. And you know what happened with my experience? Not all the defects were removed. You know, like, I'm still like sarcastic today. Sometimes I'm still like some things, but I think like the reason could be because it could be attractive to some people that you know might be in here that need help that I might be able to help. You know, I don't know. Like, a lot of the defects are gone. The way I like to say it is, I'm not an angry person anymore, but I get angry sometimes. You know, I have my moments, but it's not 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. It's not like that anymore. You know, I'm kind of, like, a lot calmer now. Then, like, that's, like, as a result of doing this. They said, you know, you need to be medicated for the rest of your life if you want to just be like somewhat normal, you know and before I say this, don't say Chris said don't take your medication, like you have to talk about that with your doctor, you know, but I'm not on medication, you know, I'm like pretty calm, and you know, it's really as a result of you know, like really this process, really step seven, asking God to remove the defects, and you know, taking opposite actions, being selfless. You know, I was a very selfish person, like I said. You know, and it doesn't always have to be just in the rooms of AA. You know, if I could be given to myself at work, at the house where there aren't alcoholics, or just out and about in my daily walk, that's like how it is. You know, how am I going to start acting out there? And you know, watching for these character defects and not participating in them anymore. And I don't know about, like, doing the opposite, but it's, like, it's kind of like it gets removed. Kind of like how the alcohol got removed when I started to rely on, like, do different things and rely on this power. It's the same thing with the defects, you know, and it's still kind of a little bit of a work in progress, but it's, like, a lot better than when it came in, you know, and the stuff will crop up. I know that. But I have tools to you know, cast them out, and you know, it's like a daily walk where I could just try to get better. You know, so with you know, step seven, we say a prayer when we're ready, that, you know, we humbly ask God to remove them, and it's just a prayer. That's all it is. You know, it's not anything crazy. It's a great prayer in the book, and then we go on to eight. And I got my eight-step list from my fourth step, my fifth step, the sixth step, where I sat and, you know, reviewed all my work, if there was anything. And, you know, the mechanics of it for me is, like, I do an index card, and I got the person that I harmed, write their name on it, write a yes or a no on the top corner, if I'm willing to make the amends, and on the back, what I'm going to make the amends for. And with the eighth step, this is like what I tell all the people I work with to do, and the way I do it is, before I go and make an amends, I will, like, sit in a meditation and, like, vision what this is going to be like. You know, I'm not going to just walk in there and be like, you know, I guess the way I'm saying is I walk in and I'm prepared. You know, I make sure I'm clear on what I did. That, you know, I'm not going to just walk there and say, hey, I need to talk to you. And I'm not, like, pulling papers out of my pocket and reading stuff off to them. You know, it's important that these people, I think, that we're going to, they get the respect they deserve, because I did act very disrespectful to them and didn't respect them before this. That, you know, I go and I give them the courtesy of, you know, being clear on what I'm there for. You know, so I like to sit in meditation beforehand. You know, I have the card, read, you know, make sure I'm clear on everything. I'm here because I stole from you. I'm here because I did this, 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 and this. You know, not I was selfish. Not just the defect, but, like, the exact thing that I did. And, you know, I like to just sit in quiet and like think about what were and envision myself going and actually making the amends. And it just I feel like it gets me into a state of being ready for it. It was told to me to do it that way. I've always done it that way from the beginning. And, you know, that was it for step eight. One other thing about step eight is I pray for the willingness, because on the first time through the work, all the people that I had harmed, I wasn't ready to make a nine-step approach. There was one where it took me, like, almost 3 years to make the call and meet up with them, you know, and I had already, like, started working with another sponsor and all this other stuff. So there was one that, you know, I wasn't willing, but I prayed for the willingness, and the willingness came. So I did get to make the amends, but I wasn't, like, running into this being like, oh, great, I get to make amends to all these people. Because honestly, there were a lot of people out there who I didn't really want to make amends to. As I started doing it, I did the easy ones first, and you know what they say, oh, you do the yes, maybe, and never, and then they start to move over from one column to the other. You know, I guess that was kind of my experience. You know, being here for a while, I knew that I was going to have to do this, so, you know, I did the easy ones first. You know, but here's the thing, the ones that I thought were going to be easy, they really weren't that easy. You know, I'm like, oh, well, I got the family, you know, so, you know, some were good with the family, but, like, a really hard one, like, I shared, I think it was the last time I was here, about some of the things I said and did with my mother. You know, that really wasn't fun sitting there. But I also know that this, before I went in, like, you know, I wasn't invited to the house because they didn't really want me there. They agreed to meet in a public place where they felt safer. And, you know, so we met at a diner in the Bronx. And I got there early, and, you know, I just got there, and I, like, prayed, you know, and I just said, you know, God, you got to, like, help me here because I will F this up. You know, because I know I will shoot my big mouth off and start, you know, saying, well, if you did this, you know, and, you know, by the time this amends was done, you know, they'd be apologizing to me. You know, that's how I am. I'm like a great bullshitter, you know, and I can flip the script really good, you know. So I'm sitting there, and, you know, I'm in the car, and I'm like, you know, and I was, like, really praying hard, and, you know, so we're in the diner, you know, we text, yada, yada, and we go in, we sit at the table, and there weren't a lot of people in there, and, you know, the words just came, you know. They came to my mouth, and it wasn't really stuff that you would hear me say, you know. And you know, and the way I made the amends, I didn't say anything that I thought she should have done, how wrong she was about stuff, how she failed, and this and that. You know, I said specifically what I had did, you know, and I let her know how sorry I was, and I asked if there's anything else that that I missed that I said, and if what I could do to be better. You know, and I start, like, I felt like a forgiveness. I felt God in the room, you know, and, you know, if you looked at this diner, that it wasn't like, like, you, not one you would think you would see God. But, you know, I, like, you could just feel the spirit, and you could feel the forgiveness in the room, you know, and you know, she started to cry, and she was just like, we're just so happy that you're alive, and you're back in our life, you know, and, you know, it's been... You know, and we began to rebuild the relationship, you know, and that's, you know, and that's, like, one amends, you know, and, like, I couldn't have done that on my own. You know, I had to, you know, it's a good thing I got there early and I prayed, you know, instead of, like, rushing in late, you know, I'm gonna do, and, like, who knows what would have happened. But this idea of bringing God into the amends with me, because, you know, we're supposed to walk with God on this journey hand in hand, you know, and know that I'm not doing this. You know, that's, like, really key here, you know, because I'm, like, so many times, like, when something happens, I want to take the credit for it, you know, like, the spotlight has to be on me, you know, and I know, like, deep down in my heart. And that was, like, I put that off as, like, an easy one. Like, oh, you know, she's my mother. She's going to forgive me, you know. But, you know, it was really hard when I got there and started talking. And I don't know. I just know that, you know, that was a power greater than myself showing up there for me. You know, when I made, like, you know, like, when I really, like, made the call on him to come in, you know. And I had heard of, I went out drinking with a friend one night when I was in college, and this guy was not a, you know, he was a lightweight, like two drinks and like one hit a pot and he'd be like out for the count. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, we gotta, like, you know, we gotta pregame, you know, just come over, we'll pregame. And, you know, he's like drank like a couple times in his life. It's like January probably, and there's like a foot of snow on the ground, and I'm like all like sauced up, and we're walking, and he's like really out of it, like he's trying to keep up with me, and he's not doing a, you know, not really doing a good job, and he falls. I shared about this, I think, like a couple months ago in here. He like falls and, like, literally just busts his whole face open, and the phenomenon of craving is on me, and I'm like, I'm like looking at him, and I'm like, yo, dude, are you okay? And I like kicked him, And he's like, he like rolled over, and I was like, oh man, I was like, that sucks. And I didn't have a phone, I didn't have a cell phone yet. I was like, it was before everybody had a cell phone, and I just like left him. You know, and this guy is he's like an MMA fighter now. Like, he really is, and he's from the neighborhood. You know, and this wasn't like a fun one either, but I knew I had to make it, you know. And you know, and here's the thing, you know, I shared, like, I'm full of fear my whole life. I'm full of fear, and, you know, I'm always like, something bad is going to happen, but I don't know what it is. You know, and this is why, because I used to do stuff like this, and now, like, in the back of my head, I'm walking around my neighborhood, and if I see this guy, he's going to kill me. He will murder me. You know, and I'm like, you know, and this is why there's a point to my story here with the amends. When we clean up the past here and, you know, make these things right, you know, the fear goes away because I met him. You know, we met in a public place, too, because I feared for my safety. But we met at the Starbucks. We met at the Starbucks, and, you know, he was like, you know, he's like, listen, you know, I wasn't happy what happened that night. And he's like, I know, like, people probably talk in the neighborhood. I was looking for you, but I'm happy you're okay. We had a lot of fun together. You know, and I saw him a bunch of times after that. You know, and we, like, had a great conversation. You know, I just told him, you know, if I could do anything to make it right. And he just said, you know, I work with a lot of guys. Like, he has, like, a union job. And he's like, I'm going to send them to you if they need help. You know, so that one is cool, too. And now I see him, you know, and that fear that I'm walking around with all the time is gone now. That, you know, someone's gonna like pop out of like a store, you know, and beat me up with a baseball bat. That's gone now because that's done, you know. But like this is why, like, you know, we read those 9-step promises, like a new freedom and a new happiness. I never had that because it was just complete chaos, me running the show, me running my life on self-will. I always just hurt people and put myself in bad positions. And then I tried to run the show a little more to get myself out of it, and it would usually be worse. You know, so these amends is to, like, start to repair all that stuff. And the great thing about recovery is the same way that the drinking is progressive and the alcoholism is progressive, the recovery is progressive too. If we keep following through with this, you know, it gets better and better and better. And that's like been my experience with this. You know, and one other one, I guess, I had someone who sold me some dry goods, and yeah, and I owed them money, and, you know, this is like, do we pay the drug dealers back? Do we not pay them back? You know, I pay all my financial amends, I do. You know, whatever, I'll finish this story first. So the drug dealer, like, I find them on Facebook, because this was one from college, too. I found them on Facebook, and I was like, hey, and I told them everything that was going on. I owed you money. So they were like, that was like so long ago. Don't even worry about it. And I was like, no, well, I have to donate it. And they're like, eh. Then like 2 weeks later, you know, they like message me back, and they're like, my brother really has a problem. Could you help me? You know, so me walking into these amends, being like, I think I know how it's going to be. You know, I really don't. So, you know, we invite the power greater than ourselves in, and, you know, this person, I was able to, you know, I didn't take the credit. I directed them to the Suffolk County AA, because that's where they were from, instead of me being like, oh, I'm going to get this, I'm going to just come in and save another one. So, you know, I discussed it with someone, they're out there, you know, and I would like never go out there up until like a month ago. So so that's it, you know, just let them handle it. But, you know, and the point is, like, you know, we don't know who we're going to touch or who we're going to be able to help when we do this. You know, and then the last one, I guess, you know, the money. Like, I had accumulated so much debt. They gave me, like, credit cards with $10,000 limits, and I don't even have that great of a job. And I'm like, what are they thinking? You know, and in my active addiction and like that first year sober, where I was still crazy and like going on sprees, I went on spending sprees. You know, I came in with like when I really got to work, I had like $40,000 in debt. And, you know, and, like, I made the best deal, you know, and that was, like, really ego-deflating, too, because I want to pay it all back at once. And, you know, it's been, like, so tedious. But, you know, I called them all. It's getting paid back, and there's finally light at the end of the tunnel here. And that's been, like, excuse me. Been like a lot of prayer and stuff with that too, because I've been so irresponsible in the past with my money. Having to have to learn to be responsible has been, you know, something that's been like really, it's been really good experience for me, because I never was. I just like bought stuff. I didn't care, you know. And now, you know, like I'm like on a budget now, but that's okay. You know, I'm paying all the money back. I'm not afraid. Like, I love when Jay shared when he did the series, that being afraid of the phone. Like it would ring, and it was like the most terrible thing ever. It was like these people were calling me and harassing me for the money that I owed them. But, you know, setting up the appointment, and, you know, the debt's like almost paid off. And I was like, how is this ever going to happen? But, you know, little by slowly, just keep chopping away, you know, and sending as much as I can. You know, and that took a lot of prayer, too, being, you know, I was, like, the most irresponsible person. I just want to buy whatever I saw, and, you know, praying to God to, you know, to be able to spend my money wisely was a big thing that I never did either. And it's going to also prepare me for the future going forward, that, you know, I'll be more responsible. So this is all a learning experience, and, you know, I'm going to open the meeting for you guys. Thank you very much.